Big Heart, Big Hands was founded at roughly 4 years ago after a friend passed away on Roon Bells and a hiking accident. And after that, we saw the need to support mountain rescue organizations, but then also create that conduit, how to connect the person who's looking for that education to the people who are putting on that education. So we partner with a guide company, actually currently Desert Mountain Medicine out of Leadville, and they come in and just teach the basics, how to pack your backpack, how to read a topo, things that you should know if you want to continue that backcountry adventure with a little bit more safety and knowledge. And then we recently rolled out with trauma help. So you fill out a form on our website. We have a counselor that offers free help to those who have maybe been involved or left behind from a mountain incident.
Maybe people associate trauma with somebody who's directly experienced something, but you're suggesting that there's this trauma that's also involved for the people who are left behind.
You could be a friend. You could be a friend of a friend who's watching this happen to someone you love or someone you're close to. So that trauma ripples out through a community. People experience it across the country that are interested in these activities. So they see another avalanche death or someone dying in a climbing accident, and you know they may be pursuing those activities themselves, and it hits their heart.
Could you describe the panel makeup?
I tried to develop the panel from all sides. Anyone who is involved in a mountain incident, from the person who deals with the trauma. So Jessica Heaney, she's going to be our registered psychologist. So from the side of that professional person who actually has to see us after we choose to be seen. Then we have David Richardson. He was on the mountain with Jared Weatherall, and he spent two nights above tree line in snowfall. And his trauma goes, I would imagine, really deep into many different realms. We have Chrissy Timlin, a widow of an avalanche, one of the bigger avalanches in Colorado as far as the death toll. And then Michael Ferreira. Michael Ferreira is Aspen Mountain Rescue many years. He actually currently speaks on PTSD, so this compound trauma that happens to first responders.
Is it worth it, the risk?
You know, that's hard to speak to personally, because I know since I've experienced some of this trauma, I'd say the risk factor has stepped up a lot for me. But after the conference call we had with these panelists, and even prior to this, I started getting a little more aware of these people understand their decisions. It's not that they're blind to them. And then I also started thinking about, you know, the daily things that we do. We drive a car. There's a tremendous risk associated with that. We get on planes. Families choose to get pregnant. I am trying to switch my response and also others' responses to that. Yes, there's a risk associated with it, but these people choose to do these things not just because of the risk, and it's not just about the reward. Something feeds their soul. Something fills a bucket along the way. And that's why they're out there. And the panel, really, the hopes and the focus is going to be, you know, around trauma, resilience, and loss, but also how to shift or change your reaction or your initial response when trauma happens, and then come from a place of compassion and be able to be the best friend, the best family member, the best coworker or partner for those people experiencing this trauma.
Thank you so much, Bobby LaRue, founder and director of Big Hearts, Big Hands.